What's up, everybody? It's a new episode of D Start Show. Hey, what's going on, Akiva? I can't hear you, Akiva. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just wrapping up my week.
I can't hear your microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I'll say I'm excited. We got a good show today. Just wrapping up my week, but excited to talk to you all.
Yeah, hey guys, this part two. Finished this show. We weren't intending for it to go like it went, but we had a listener letter that was kind of touchy, so we touched bases on that. So tonight we're going to be talking about STDs and in our communities. We got some number stacks and stuff like that. We're gonna do what's going on in social media. Well, we can go ahead and do news until the social media team get on.
All righty. Am I still good? Y'all can hear me? I don't know what's going on with my microphone today. That was weird. But since we are talking about STDs today, I want to go ahead and stick with some stats, some national stats for our STD news. And this is updated in 2020, so like right pre pandemic, or I guess not pre, but in the middle of the pandemic. So 2020 HIV diagnosis by the region. Just want to give y'all some stats. So and this is going, like I said, by region. So in the west of the United States, 21% of that area had positive HIV cases, 13% in the Midwest, 14% in the Northeast, and 51% in the South, and other dependent areas was 1%. So just to give y'all some roundabout numbers, the Midwest, and like I said, we're speaking for 2020, numbers have went up and down since then, but Midwest 13%, that's roughly around about 4,118 people in that area. The 21% on the west is about 6,300. Northeast, that 14% is like almost close to 5,000 people. And then in the south, we got close to 17,000. And then 1% in the other dependent areas is like a rough 289. So these are all rough numbers. And this information came from the HIV United States by region statistics. And we'll have some more stuff for you guys later in the show. So that was my national news, since that was our topic for today.
Man, these cases out here ain't no joke, man.
Yeah, they're really not.
Condoms. You know what I'm saying? Condoms ain't 100% protecting yourself. But, hey, go in, use protection.
The first day should be go get tested.
Do you do that, Calvin? Do you even be doing that?
Do who?
Do you tell people go get tested before? Have you said that in the past on the first date?
Man, I'm gonna be honest with you. I have. It's been a long time since I've been single though.
Okay.
A long, long time. But me and my partner, we still go get checked every 6 months.
That's good. Even though you're in a relationship, that's what's up.
Yes. So it's very important, because you never know. Because my thing is this, my girl working in the medical field, you never know. You know what I'm saying? And you don't never know when you partying, going out with your friends, drinking, y'all sharing cups and shit. Like, it's real out here.
So, you know, public restrooms, you know what I'm saying? It have been known that people have got crabs from being in a public restroom.
On top of that, though, and not to cut you off, in the public restroom, people been going around like drug addicts. They'll go in there, you know, the little toilet paper holder, they stick their needles in there and wipe it off to clean their needles off. So it'll be blood in there, and people use that to wipe their ass or wipe their coochie. Like, come on.
Well, let me say this. So it is important for cleanliness, but most of the time, once blood hits the air for a certain amount of time, then it is no longer like, you know, you're not gonna, you know, contaminate it, because certain things die in the blood once it hits the air, and it's hit the air for a certain amount of time. But it's still just not, it's not clean. Now, sharing needles and things like that, that's definitely a totally different ballpark, and we're going to touch on some of that stuff too when it comes to STDs or STIs. You know, they're trying to get away from saying STDs and transfer to saying STIs because some things are curable. So yeah, we'll talk about that a little later. I'm going to get into about that a little later.
I ain't never had nothing. Not gonorrhea, no syphilis, nothing.
No syphilis, that's a big hop.
What is that?
I said that's, you said you went from, well, I guess gonorrhea to syphilis, that's not a big hop. I'm going to take that back. But yeah. Like, because that's kind of how it stacks up. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, a lot of people get them at the same time, depending on what they got going on. But yeah, that's crazy.
I ain't never had any of this. I never had to go get a shot in my ass. None of that. Never swallowed a pill. None of that shit. You got to be more careful out here. Like, my thing is this. Sex, on the average, and you can Google this, only lasts 6 minutes. So you let 6 minutes fuck up your life.
Whole life.
6 minutes?
Yeah,
six
on minutes. Average. That's the average.
6 minutes? I'm good. At least 8.5, damn it.
On average, 6 minutes. So you fucking for 6 minutes. Sometimes it's 4 minutes, depending on how good that cuckoo is. You feel me?
Well, that bit how you stuck.
Not the cuckoo.
So y'all really risking y'all life for 5 to 10 minutes, 5 to 6 minutes. Like, please, y'all. Like, understand it's the heat of the moment, but tell that motherfucker we can do this in 38, 48 hours. That's when your text comes back, bitch.
Well, you get the results,
if you got a good doctor, bitch, you get it that night.
I can't stand you.
No doubt.
Calvin, you got some stuff for social media? What are we looking at?
Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce this man's name. OK Cyrus.
Yeah.
He just did some weird shit, I guess. Like, he tried to kiss Suki with the good coochie and shit in her mouth what? Like 3 times. Made it feel what? Weird. But my thing is this, though. Suki. I'm all for women empowerment, all that shit. But look what you promote. So now she and her feelings about the shit. Don't be in your feelings.
Can you give me a little background on what happened? Because I did see that on the Shade Room, but I didn't get a chance to really read.
I didn't really read it, but I just seen it. Like, so pretty much, like, I guess they was like at a little basketball game or some shit. They was hosting something. And Cyrus was like, trying to kiss her and shit with her mouth, and she kept like backing him up like 3 times, but he still did it. But me, I he was doing it as a joke, but everybody look at things differently. You feel me? And she did make her feel uncomfortable, and I hate that she felt uncomfortable. But Suki, you run around here on Twitter showing your pussy, your titties, your ass, you sucking dick, you eating ass all on Twitter. What you think you're gonna pull in?
She didn't eat no ass on Twitter. She talks about eating ass in her song. Oh, okay. Well, I can't speak for the OnlyFans because I know she do got OnlyFans.
You got the OnlyFans access count?
Hell nah. I'm on her Twitter. You get a snippet.
Got him. Hey, you know,
first off, I don't pay for pussy. That's one thing I would never do.
I think we all pay for it a little bit.
Nah, dog.
You're definitely paying for it somewhere or another.
Nah, dog. I ain't never paying to watch no bitch fuck on no phone when I can do that shit in real life.
Yeah, Pornhub free all day.
Let me say this, though. Let me do say this. So now just hearing a little bit more of the details. You know, it don't matter as a woman how you present yourself. I think the main thing to it take away matter. From... I'm talking about in the scope of if you don't want something to be done to you. Now, you know, I think the takeaway just from what you said and the important part of what you said is that she checked his ass 3 times. She backed him up 3 times. At that point, you're doing too much. So if she feels type of way, it's like, and what the thing is about that situation to me is like, that's when motherfuckers think they could try you just because of your persona.
Mm-hmm.
No, so my thing is
what you put out in the world
them,
is what you get back in the world, though.
And that could be true, but when you check somebody and you keep on going, that's when you fucked up.
But she was laughing the first 2 times. So the 3rd time, she felt really uncomfortable.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, I'm trying to laugh it off, fam. Like, you ain't getting a hint. Like, okay, both like, you know, superstars, or we both like people in the public eye. She probably wasn't trying to make it no big deal if it happened on camera. But like after the third time, it's like weird.
Look, before he started trying to kiss her, she was like, "Boy, you better go on before I give you the world, baby boy." So then that nigga started.
He sound horny as hell to me.
No, she said that.
No, I'm saying, but like, damn, nigga, that is your song. You can't take a joke. Like, she just be, to me, that sound like she being funny. Like, shit. Better back your ass up, you singing, nigga.
She told that motherfucker, like, "I'm gonna give you the world, baby boy."
I can't stand you, Calvin.
Oh, shit. And that's when he was like, "Ooh, she won't be." First off, I ain't kissing no Suki. That bitch eat ass. Nigga, you
bitch. He trying to see what that's about. He's trying to see what that's like.
Hell nah, that she might got a little dookie. Her shit gotta smell like shit.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, she definitely says that she she has said that before. I actually watched the lip service with her on Angela Yee's show. Shout out to Angela Yee. I love lip service. And they was, you know, speaking on some things, but I know one of the first things I remember Suki for was when it was like a video of her giving fellatio to her guy at the time, and she threw up on his penis, and he said, "It's your throw up, suck it up," and she did.
Heavens, what?
Yeah,
she's a nasty bitch.
But back to the main point. Okay, Cyrus, you dead ass wrong, because if she told your ass back up or gave you the hand,
did you call you need to chill. Okay.
Wait, what's his name? What I say? Okay, Cyrus.
His name YK Osiris.
YK. See? Whatever. You didn't make me forget your name because you on bullshit, dude. But yeah, so.
What is going on in social media is DC Young Fly.
For sure.
They had the funeral service, man, and some people still. I read somewhere today. Some people still question him how he's grieving. I want to let people know, man. Everybody grieved differently. I lost my grandma last September, and just lost an uncle, man. And everybody different. Me personally, I really haven't even grieved for my grandmother yet, and it probably just haven't hit him yet. He probably still thinking this shit ain't real. Social media. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
I agree. And that man, anybody who follows DC Young Fly, which I have for a long time, like even when he first started making videos on like whatever was out back then, like
following him when he was 20,000 followers.
That is a praying man right there. That is a man of strength. That is a praying man. He has always spoke about God. And if you know him, like I said, because we don't know him, but if you followed him over the years, he's also has an old spirit. He has very older siblings. He has siblings that's like in their 60s. Like, so he's like, yeah, you know, one of the youngest. So he has an old spirit. He has a, you know, a God-fearing spirit. He's a God-fearing man. He always says that every video I've watched of him, whether it's on YouTube or whether it's on the show, you know, he's always praying or talking about praying, or before a show, he's praying with his family or with his castmates. So as he said at that funeral, because I did also watch the videos, it's not him right there. That's, you know, for him, that's his faith and that's God getting him through. He got kids to stay strong for. So how could he be giving them and telling them to stay strong if he, you know, breaking down? We don't know how long he didn't cry. He probably been crying for days and don't got no tears left. It'd be like that. So I agree. Like, if you don't got nothing nice to say, it's not for you to speak on. He got babies to raise, and him crying at the funeral is need to be the least on anybody's list.
Right. And then people was bringing up, he was against plastic surgery with women and stuff like that. Hey, my thing is, this is not the time to bring that shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Why do it matter?
But he can't control nobody but himself.
Yeah. But it's I ain't gonna just say it's African American. You gotta respect people. Even though these people are celebrities, man, you gotta respect them when they time to moan and stuff like that, because words can hurt people, man. Sometimes words hurt more than a punch. And, you know, the reason I'm saying it like that, because you can say something to somebody up, man. If I punch you in your face, you can get over that.
Hell yeah, that shit can heal. But the way, if you tell me some shit that hurted me deep down in my soul, bitch, I'm going to remember that for life.
Right.
And let's not remember the day of the funeral, that just because that's the day we get to see his emotions, he has plenty of days to come where he might be crying, frustrated. This not the end all be yeah. all. And that's what be wrong with people is a lot of the times after the funeral, that's when people stop caring. Oh, they calling on you and they checking on you up until the day after that burial. And then everybody go back to living their regular lives. Everybody go back to living their happy lives. And they can move on with themselves. He still got to deal with that. So to judge off of one day, when this is something he got to deal with for the rest of his life, and we just getting a peek into it, people should ought to be ashamed of themselves. That's not cool. And condolences to him and his family. I really hate that that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. You got any more what's going on in social media?
You know I'm gonna talk about my baby all damn day long. My baby Nicki Minaj. She just, you know, she got a song with the Barbie movie that's coming out soon. She just got her titties redone. I'm sorry, because I love them big ass titties.
She got a song with what's her name that's saying my coochie pink, my booty hole brown.
Oh yeah, Nicki Clown's on there. That's called Pound Town.
Too. I forgot. Oh, Big Sexy. Sexy Red. Yeah.
Yep.
Nicki. I said, look at her doing it for the girls. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, Calvin. I don't feel like Nicki Minaj always inclusive. Wait.
Before you finish your thought.
Sorry.
I don't wanna beef with you over my wife.
I don't feel like she's always been inclusive, but I think she's trying to step it up lately. So kudos. Okay.
That's cool. You can say that.
Kudos.
I have to cancel you real quick.
Don't cancel me. I'm just saying now. Oh, speaking of DC Young Fly too, I just want to kind of do a quick little plug for them. They got a stand-up special coming on Netflix. It's coming out next Tuesday. And I watched the 85 South show, and I've been wanting to go to a live show for the longest, but they got a Netflix special that airs next Tuesday. So y'all tune in and support him and support them, Chico and Carlos, and support them on that. I love to see our black people doing good things.
Nakiva, you should go to an 85 South show. When I tell you, that shit is so funny.
I need somebody to take me. I want to go on a date.
Listen, them motherfuckers was interacting with the crowd. The motherfucker next to me, DC, that snatched this man lighter and said, nigga, I'm trying to smoke. Because you know me, I like to sit in the front rows. You know what I'm saying? When I tell you DC, bro, they cool as hell. Chico Bean went all the way upstairs. It was live as fuck, though, man. 85 South show. If you ain't never
seen it, they just seem like some cool people. They also, they partner. So I like watching this podcast. These two girls called Poor Minds. They are like partners with the 85 South show. They like, you know, sister brother shows. They all under the same umbrella. But I would love to see them too. Carlos was just on their show. They go back and forth on each other's show all the time. And I wanted to mention one more thing on social media, if you ain't had nothing else, Calvin, because this was funny as fuck to me. Did y'all see the videos of Jocelyn Hernandez and Big Lex? When I say that lady punched everybody in her sight for no reason.
Nah, that's the shit I be on, though. When you mad, you don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck. Who in the
Did you see the videos, Calvin?
Did I see them? Come on, man.
She punched that poor one girl in the back of the head for nothing. I mean, anybody that was in her way, it was like, boop, 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 boop.
Like Jocelyn. You feel me? I watched the cabaret. Shout out to Jocelyn.
Save me.
Nah, fuck.
She went ballistic now, and ballistic be scaring me. But
now look though, people be talking shit about ballistic. I fuck with ballistic. You
no, he always look, got though, her back.
He's a real nigga to me because ain't nobody gonna disrespect my girl.
But they both, when they both get mad together, they look like evil twins.
Yeah, I fuck with ballistic. And they look though. When Jocelyn slapped that dude, he told her to chill out.
Yeah, he did.
And people keep talking about he on some scary shit. No, he ain't on no scary shit. Ballistic gonna probably fuck that dude up if he would have put his hand on Jocelyn.
Yeah, and then they both would have been in jail.
Somebody got to be having their head on right.
Yeah, he probably like, stop doing that because you're going to make me get into it with somebody. Yeah,
but did you see the video where he was like, you literally punched Jocelyn. You started this shit. This is why you just got your ass beat, Big Lex. Like, you started this shit.
But you know, this been brewing for a while, ever since the cabaret.
She been talking shit about some Jocelyn, I beat her ass if I see her. And Jocelyn beat the shit out of you. And the whole time while Jocelyn was whooping her ass, she had on some heels.
It was real strong energy. And I'm just looking, I was scrolling on the Shade Room just to end that about the Suki thing. So she has now took down her, it seems that she deactivated her Twitter account after tweeting that she is scared to stand up for herself amid YK Osiris controversy. So the last things that she put up was, I'm hurt and I'm scared to stand up for myself. I drink to hide that I'm very sensitive. I feel things more than the average person. I stopped drinking yesterday, but today I've been crying all day. Ask God to strengthen me and use me to help others and to order my steps in this world. I just want to go away for a while. And then it looks like, I don't know who this guy is, Coda J, this might be a fan, has said, how many times you got to be curved to get the hint, bro? Men be treating her a kind of way because of her music, but that ain't even close to an excuse, with some emojis afterwards. So that just touches on my point, like, just because her persona, she curved you like a few times after that, like, I get it, like, you think she might be cool to play like that, like, I'm just playing, I'm joking, all right, boom, but she wasn't playing. Again, it's like, all right, boom. Third time, it's like, bro, what you want? It's like, you playing in my face. So I understand that. And that was just to end what you said with Suki. And that's, I don't got nothing else for social media.
I want to know when the fuck this video was shot. Was it shot today or was it shot a couple of days
ago? I have no idea. But I know, let me see. The post that I just read you was...
I know that was from today. They started posting it. But I want to know, like, when was the video recorded?
Oh, I'm guessing within the last couple of days, because it don't take the Shade Room no time.
Hmm. Yeah, they mad.
It takes them no time. But that's all I have to
call, man. We got a phone call.
Oh, okay.
The phone for you, Joy.
Hello?
Come on, man.
Hello? Hey, Joy.
Put him through. Where you here?
Is that Big Mama?
Gotta be.
Hey, now y'all what? Told me y'all won't hire nobody on the show. And y'all got two females now. All the time what? I tried to book the show, y'all told me y'all won't hire nobody.
I don't remember we saying we won't hire.
Come on now, you supposed to be the manager.
Hey, man. What are you making? Sometimes decisions gotta be made.
You're supposed to be the manager.
And then I just hear you say you're going to go 4 minutes.
No, I said 6.5. Six and a half, depending on, you know what I'm saying. What are we talking about?
What am I supposed to do after you get yours?
Shit, man. I don't know. Go find somebody to play with because I'm tired now.
Oh, God.
See how simple men are.
I'm out of here, guys. I just
want to hold what happened
now?
How's that
self? All right. It is.
What if she ain't done?
You got, hey, my thing is, if you know you ain't going
to be before I get back.
No, okay. I'm going to put y'all on game.
Put them on game.
If you know that you ain't got them 3 to 4 minutes in, You got it. Hey, remember okay, the 12 play?
Where you here?
Hey, you got to go. No. You got to do everything. Because at the end of the day,
fun too. Did I say give me a tongue 3? Because tonight I'm going to fulfill your fantasy.
Hey. But real talk though, about if you know you ain't, you know what I'm saying, got 4 or 5 minutes to you, do what you got to do to get right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You should go and do what you got to do to get all right.
It depends on the day though, because that shit's super, super wet, like it's over with. I'm going crazy.
So what you do now? She's sitting there like, damn, this motherfucker waste my time.
Nah. See, I know how to. I've been fucking for a long time since I've been 12, so I know how to hit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, all of the game is really warming the box up, bro. That's where a lot of dudes mess up, man. But see, you can't. Go ahead.
You gotta have foreplay. Like foreplay should be at least 30 minutes, at least 30 or 40 minutes. You feel me?
So by the time, she should have been on got at least 2-3 by the time you even started your 6 minutes.
You feel me? Like,
so now you get your 6 minutes. By the time your 6 minutes come along, she finished. She ready for you to be done.
Listen, my finger's crazy. You feel me? My finger helicopter.
Oh, I'm dead.
we don't got off topic, man.
That's for After Dark show, huh?
Yeah, strictly After Dark went up, man. Parents of you. To the kids, we are sorry. We got all the talent, but hey, the STD breaks on. But STD, man. And man, we're going back and forth, man. I got a question. So if and I'm gonna wait till Nikita get back. She haven't switched over to Spectrum yet. Anyway, I'm going to say it anyway. We can repeat it. So while the guys on here, then when the ladies get on, they can give their. If you know somebody in your in a relationship and they friend got something, do you tell them?
Hell yeah.
No.
You got me fucked up. I'm telling my friend.
Mind your business.
Nah, it ain't no matter your business. Cause bitch, your friend, that friend gonna come over your
house. Sorry guys, I was switching over some things, getting the testing tubes ready.
All right. Jordan, all right. Some people like to come over there and hug and kiss on your kids. You feel me?
Hell but no. I mean, like, I don't think people should really be hugging and kissing on your kid. But then my whole thing about, like, kind of how Nikeva said last week, bro. I feel like that's violating somebody's HIPAA shit, bro. You feel me? When you go around and start telling the motherfucker they got this and they got that, it kind of fucked up because what did they tell you? Oh, I already know. You feel me? Then it kind of make you look like an asshole a little bit.
No, it ain't. I'm just making sure you know that motherfucker got that itch.
Hey, so Nikita,
I missed the first part y'all said. So what I missed?
So this was the question, Nikita. And the question is, hey, look, you chilling, and you got a home, you got a friend or whatever, and you find out they dating somebody, and you know that person got that ooh wee. Do you tell them?
D, what's the ooh wee? Is it gonorrhea?
I'm saying, forget that. They
can have anything, bro.
They got an STD. It don't matter. They got something.
Okay, so, if I was not a health professional and I just heard like through the grapevine, I'm definitely putting my friend on like shit. They said, dude, got ooh wee. You might need to go get tested. Had him get tested for y'all talk, hello? But. Me being like a healthcare professional and at times in different parts of my career having access to that information, I will not share that. I will not share that information because at the same time, although I got access to this information, this is people confidential records, people trust me with this stuff, and it's their life. And also, if you having sex, you grown. You know how to handle your vagina or your penis. You know you need to go get tested. So, you know, I might feel bad in the back of my conscience, you know, if I don't say nothing or nothing like that. But you can't do that. It's violating people, you know, that's HIPAA, that's people rights. And you would think, even if you think you got the bestest friend where you could put them up on game, like, hey, I heard dude, or, you know, I seen XYZ, you know, people get mad with their significant other, they dude, they girl. Next thing you know, they told how they know when it's you, and then you done lost your job and all that. So all my health care.
We ain't talking about if you work for the health care.
That's what I'm saying. If it's just my homegirl and I just heard, or I, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I'm telling her for sure. Like,
hell yeah.
But I was enjoying it. I mean, Kevin, we've been talking about this for some weeks now, man. And I'm just saying, I get it. When I was just like you, man. Hey, look, I need a person. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it's that big A, I'm probably going to have to violate. You know, hey, look, I don't want to see nobody get the big A and I knew about it. But yeah, hold on. Nikita got a valid point. You grown and you having sex.
Exactly.
You should have sex with
you know the risk that come with that.
Yes, just like you said, hey, everybody need to get texted when you go into
the relationship. All right, I got a question. You're right. But have any of y'all had a one night stand before?
Yeah.
And never had talked to
the person. Well, I guess it's not a one night stand.
Yeah, but you can't say that. You can't say that you're not gonna hold that person accountable if something do happen. If something do happen, bro, you reckless. You knew.
And a one night stand on me, I'm protected. Just to throw that out there.
But right, it, but saying, I think what he hinting at is yeah, you didn't have like, time in advance to ask. Yeah. No, you ain't had time to ask a person like, hey, you got that shit before I put my dick in you? Or
I mean, well, let's be real. We've all probably had unprotected sex and not have like, you know, had protected sex at a point, you know, in time or whatever like that. But it's all about like, for one, yeah, if you did have unprotected sex, like you know the risk. We talk about risk and reward. You know the risk. You know if you want to take that risk with this person, and if you don't know if you want to take that risk with this person, and you do it, you got to be willing to still come with whatever consequences come. You know, exactly. On the back end, because that's like, let's be real, we ain't all. I don't. Well, I can't speak for we, but I know I haven't always been like, let's go get tested before we have sex. Like, if that's the case, half the time you won't be having sex because that's a process going to get tested and stuff like that. I haven't always done it. I've done it sometimes, but let's be real here, you know. But it's the risk and the reward. You never know.
With me, this is a rap. I didn't went to school with people that got that shit. I didn't went to school with people that was born with that. You know what I mean? And it's sad because it didn't give them a chance. So that's why I tell you 100% of the time, I'm getting checked. I don't give a fuck. Ain't no coochie good enough for me to say, hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah.
What about Nicki Minaj?
She getting checked.
I had heard you earlier use the term like the big A. So I do want to make a point to decipher two things. So HIV and AIDS are not the same thing. So right. HIV is the virus that causes AIDS, that leads to AIDS. So, you know, a person can have HIV and it's not AIDS. Some people think that those are interchangeable terms and they are not. HIV develops into AIDS after, you know, going without treatment or the body not being able to fight it off. And then that's like another stage. They trying to get away from even using the term AIDS, and they're trying to turn it into stages of HIV, like HIV 1, 2, 3, and turn it, you know, into like a stage type of thing, because HIV is becoming the thing right now that everybody is kind of going with, which I just actually took a class on this today, is undetected untransmittable, which is means that there are a lot of people living with HIV who take their medicine regularly, who have changed their diet, who may see like good, you know, care doctors, and after, you know, years of doing so, or after time of doing so, they have become undetectable, which means the difference in their the difference in their cells has went up or went down. But once they're tested, they're undetectable, they're below a threshold. And the CDC is now saying that if you're undetectable, it's not transmittable, but you have to be undetectable for, it's like 6 months to a year before they're, you know, you can say you're it's untransmittable.
Wait. So you could have the shit, but just have a little bit of the shit.
So it's like, no. So the thing is, with HIV, you cannot be undiagnosed. So once you got HIV, you have HIV. You're living with HIV. If you take the proper, you know, medications. Okay, let me use cancer in a sense. I have cancer. I have all these cancer cells. But with this medication I've taken, they don't see the cancer anymore in my body. You know, there's very limited cells that are not growing, that are not doing anything, and it seems that it won't come back. That's not to say that I don't have any cancer in my body anymore, that the cancer cannot come back, the cancer will not return, will not regrow, you know, or anything like that. It's kind of like the same with HIV. You can take your medicine to a point where your body has become undetectable, and once it's undetectable for a certain amount of time, you can not transmit it anymore. But that's not to say you stop getting tested. That's not to say you stop getting your annuals, where you're checking your levels and you're seeing where you at, because you never know what could happen with the body. But as long as you are below that threshold, they are now saying that undetectable is untransmittable.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the breakdown with that. But undetectable, untransmittable, you do still have duty to inform. So that does not mean, so when you have HIV or AIDS, you have to inform your partner before having sex that you have this virus, because the virus can be deadly or can lead to can lead to death if progresses. Just because you are undetectable does not mean you do not have a duty to inform, because this is not an irreversible diagnosis.
Man,
this is an irreversible diagnosis. Excuse me.
Listen, I was just watching Law and Order earlier. That's how I cut my thumb and shit on Sunday. But and this episode was about HIV and turning into AIDS and shit. And this woman, they charged her ass with murder because she breastfed her daughter and gave her daughter HIV.
I believe it's like a class 3 felony or misdemeanor, but you can absolutely be persecuted for it. They used to really be hard on it, like back years ago. Now it's kind of hard to prove, but yeah, you can definitely, if if it can be proven that you were aware, you can definitely be prosecuted for it. But they just don't go as hard about these days. But I don't know about mom to baby. So what happened in the Law and Order thing? Mom was breastfeeding.
Yeah, she like, so this is what happened. Apparently, it was like an accident when she was like out of town or whatever, like out of the country. And like her car had flipped or some shit and she needed a blood transfusion. So she ended up getting HIV through the blood transfusion. And she knew, but she never took the medicine because she didn't like how the medicine made her feel. And she breastfed her daughter, and her daughter had got HIV, which turned to AIDS, which turned to her passing away because she didn't even give her daughter treated.
And which probably just comes with too being uneducated, because I don't see any mother, because it can be passed through, breastfeeding, it can be passed through birth, and it can be passed through bodily, fluids and blood or whatever like that. Things that you cannot catch. HIV is only spread human to human too. Let's put that out there. I know it used to be like people think you get it from mosquitoes, from animals. You shouldn't be having sex with animals either, but we live in a weird world. But HIV is only spread human to human. But yeah, that's crazy. And a lot of people be going through that. And it's other stuff out. I mean, HIV is like one of the biggest ones we talk about, but the small, and I'm not going to say small because we want to prevent them all, but the more common STDs like chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomonas, aka trick, and then...
Is that where they get the word trick from? Or that's not where it comes from?
With people talk, if they talk about the STD, then it is called trick.
But I want to say, like, this.
No, like you a trick.
They get that from trichomonas?
No.
Except that I asked.
No. So, and then they, like I said, they trying to switch over from calling STDs to calling STDs STIs, because a sexually transmitted infection is more something that you can get rid of. And the word disease kind of puts like a bad stigma on it. So if you got chlamydia, chlamydia, you can get rid of chlamydia 7 days of doxycycline or one dose of azithromycin will get you rid of chlamydia. That's like one of the most common things. If you out here having unprotected sex, especially as a teenager, a lot, you're more than likely to catch chlamydia, gonorrhea. You can get cured with a shot, and it is usually given in like your hip butt area, or you can get Suprex. That's like a generic name for it, but that's still a medication that'll help take gonorrhea away. And then like trichomonas, and you got bacterial vaginosis. Those are all like, bacterial vaginosis is only women can get that, but like men can kind of contract it. It's kind of like trick, almost, like in a sense. But the thing is with men, because y'all have penises, when y'all contract stuff like trick, you really don't know you got it, because it's like a bacterial thing. So every time you pee as a man, you flushing it out, but you still got it. So it's like the bacteria builds, you flush it out when you pee, But for women, when we get something like trick, which is like a bacterial thing, it gives off a really foul odor. Like I could smell trick from a mile away. That's like one of those things where like you walk into the office, you can smell the room, you know they got trichomonas.
Somebody got that shit. Boy.
They got and like sometimes with chlamydia, you can or cannot have symptoms. You know, you may
what
have
it smell discharge. Like?
It's like a very fishy odor. It's a very fishy odor.
Oh my god!
It's like almost like an acidic odor. It's very strong. It's very strong. And with for women also, your panties are soaked like all day, and as much you could take as many showers as you want, it's not gonna go. The smell is not gonna go away, and your panties are gonna be like full of not even like a like white creamy discharge, but like it's just gonna be wet as if like you peed on yourself because it's just your vagina super moist. And it stinks really bad.
Hey, so what happened like when the coochie just like sour? You know what I'm saying? But let's say they ain't got nothing. Why is it just sour?
Some people pH be off. So you know, like pH balance. And a lot of times when women pH balance off is because of men. If men are out here having sex with other women without condoms and they have, you know, different things going on with their body, then they come putting their penis in you, they didn't take a shower, or if you use the wrong soap as a woman, if you're using the wrong detergent sometimes, if you're not wearing cotton underwear, those are the type of things that could throw off our pH and make us have like a foul odor, but it's not necessarily anything that we got or anything. It's kind of like, it's just natural. As women, we got to do certain things to keep our body up. Wearing cotton underwear is like one of the biggest things, and making sure that we take a break from them thongs.
You got to dish.
Dishing is like not always the best thing. I mean, because your vagina really cleanses itself. Some people do prefer to dish, and that's kind of like a historical thing too. Like, you know, older people taught us to dish coming up. I've never dished, never really had the urge to, never really felt like I needed to. But you know, as women, like, you get yeast infections and stuff like that. It's nothing wrong with that. That's like regular. Like, I would think if you never had like a yeast infection at least once, like, your vagina might not work. You might, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying it like that, but, you know, because everybody ain't never had one. But if you're wearing the wrong panties, like, I didn't know, like, as a 16-year-old, like, I shouldn't be wearing, like, those silk panties every day. You know, you need to wear cotton panties. Your vagina needs to breathe sometimes, you know. And a lot of stuff is just normal. But STDs, that's something different. But, like, bacterial vaginosis and stuff like
that. Don't play with me, B. Don't play with me. It's too serious right now. Don't play with me. Don't play with me, because I literally bit my tongue from playing with you. Don't play with me.
Oh my goodness.
Don't y'all play funny, with me, man.
But I do want to, like, in all seriousness, like, STD prevent. Like, I never even knew before getting into like this line of work that this was like any type of career path, or that people had jobs that really only was dedicated to like STD prevention, STD finding the source, making sure people get into treatment. Like, sexual education is like a field within its own, and I wasn't aware of that. So,
I got a question for you though.
Go ahead.
So, you know, pretty much HIV been around for so long. Why haven't we found a cure for it yet? Do you know, like, because my thing is this, we spending these billions and billions of dollars on research, like.
Man, I'm not going to lie to you. I really don't, I'm not no doctor, no nurse, so I don't know the clinical answer, but I think that it is a cure for HIV. I think Dr. Sabi had the cure, and they killed them.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody killed them. I don't know. We going to, you know, whatever. But I think there's definitely natural ways to heal any type of disease in the body. That's just my thinking. Like, I'm all into medicine, but I'm all into like holistic healing too. I think like that there's always something here on earth that could heal like any man-made, you know, disease or things that wasn't always here. Like, if it was made up, if it just came about and popped out there, it got to be something that could, you know, take it away. That's just my understanding. But we don't have a cure for it right now. They don't have a cure for it. And if you really think about it, if people had a cure for HIV or AIDS, do you know how many doctors would be out of money?
Mm-hmm.
So we have things like PrEP, which is like a preventative measure. We have things PrEP, PREP, is what it was only at first offered to like men who, don't quote me, but men who sleep with men are mostly men or whatever. But it's like a pill you take every day, and it's supposed to help you prevent getting or, you know, contracting HIV, and it's for if you high risk people. So if you have unprotected sex, if you a man having sex with a man, if you have, you know, all these other risk factors. And then they have PEP, P-E-P, which is like emergency, almost like a plan B for when you don't want to get pregnant. It's like almost like a plan B for like when you have unprotected sex and you scared you might contract. It's like, and but you have to take it for a long amount of time. It's almost like maybe 28 days or something that you have to take this pill if you think you might have came in contact with somebody that had HIV. But it's like you have to get it within 72 hours and you got to take it for like almost like 28 or more days. Like I said, don't quote me on the numbers, but that's PEP, P-E-P, and then PrEP, P-R-E-P, is what people are taking as like preventative. So think about like how we take birth control not to get pregnant. You got some people who are high risk that take PrEP to not, you know, to have a better chance at not contracting
HIV. But you can still get it?
Nothing is 100%. You know, they don't claim no medicines to be 100%. But it lessens your chances very, very, very much.
I'm learning some new shit today.
I swear.
For real.
Need all this information.
No, for real. Like, we got to be careful because it's crazy. Like, the ages of people who out here having sex and not knowing what really come with it and knowing, like, the outcome and how it could change your life. Like, imagine, like Calvin said earlier, like, a 4 to 5 minute encounter changing every single day of the rest of your life going forward for the rest of the time that you alive. And you can't take it back. And you can't really fix it. You got a chance to fix it. You might can fix it. It's a good chance you might be okay. You might live a long, healthy life, but this is still something you got to deal with. Mm-hmm. Or even, like, we touched on, like, chlamydia and gonorrhea and them being more common and treatable, but we ain't talk about like syphilis. We know syphilis go back way back to like when they was doing experiments on black people injecting them. I don't know if y'all ever seen the movie Miss Evers Boys. Mm-mm. I don't know if anybody ever heard of it. I watched that, I believe, in school. So what town was that in? I can't remember the town, but Miss Evers Boys was about a movie. And syphilis had came along at this time. It was causing people neuro problems, blinding them, you know, eating at their brain, causing, you know, damage to their limbs. And they couldn't figure out why. So they went into an area of underprivileged people who needed help with like health things. And so they were promising them care and other type of care. But they thought that they were getting, they found these people that were all had some type of issue or, you know, suffering from syphilis, and they thought that they were going every week or every day or whatever, you know, to get a penicillin shot, and they were really injecting them with syphilis and watching them and studying them and seeing how they body reacted to having syphilis over time. So for years and years and years, it was these black men, all men, getting injected with syphilis and being told that they were being given medicine. This is before ethics and all of that.
But, so you talk about the Tuskegee syphilis experiment?
Yes, yes, exactly. So yes, it's a movie on it called Miss Everest Boys. And that's what that was. They were getting injected with syphilis and they were being used as studies to see how it affected the body. And these people in turn were not getting treated for the syphilis, but you know, it was getting worse. They were in there going through symptoms and they were, you know, losing their mind because it messes with your mind. You might go blind, you might have a seizure, you might lose strength in your limbs. Damn. And they were told that they were being helped, but they were really just being set up to die. And a lot of people died from that, and they just took data, and we was their guinea pigs, us black people.
That's fucked up.
So when people talk about like why us as like a race, black people, you know, some black people said they don't like hospitals, they don't like doctors, there's a misuse of trust right there. We're not trustworthy, because when we did trust and, you know, we thought people were in for the good, you know, it was bad. So now it's a stigma behind going to get help sometimes because people are afraid. And that fear stays with you for years and years and generations. So now we do have places like that cater to underserved populations that are really here to help. But you got people who still stuck in that time frame where you like, you know what, this happened then and I don't want to go get help. And I don't want to know what I got because you might, you know, X, Y, Z.
And moral of the story, folks, get tested, bro. Don't trust us.
Get tested. Find out for yourself and know for yourself. It's places that will, like, take you without insurance, places that got sliding scales. Find your local health department wherever you live at and see if they offer. Most health departments offer free STD testing. If you're in the Indiana area, I know Indiana State Department of Health to test you. I know, like, in Gary, the Gary Health Department to test you. It's centralized places, centralized areas, and you know, that will help you guys. And you can get tested, and y'all got to worry about what comes along with it as far as being able to pay and things like that. I know for what I was previously doing with the health department in Lake County and Gary, you know, you could walk in, you can get treated whether you got money or not. You could bring your partner to get treated, and that's what they trying to do, prevent the spread. Get tested, know your status, because it's up to you to know. Don't be scared, because that's when it get bad, when you don't know.
Yeah, go get tested, but don't trust the people to tell you anything.
And then don't think just because your girl or the girl you messing with good that you good. I done heard that a thousand times. Hey, well, she went and got tested, she good, so I should be good. Even if I did do something with somebody, but I've been doing it to her too, so she ain't got it, I should be good. Like, no, go get tested on your own. Go figure out your own status, you know.
Because it might be living in your body and you might not be able to give it to somebody, but it might be in your body.
Anything could happen. Like, just go get tested. That's an important thing. And I don't mean to hound it in y'all head, but it's important. And I didn't know how important it was until I started, like, learning all these things and researching and having to talk to people or give diagnosis to people. Not diagnosis, but, you know, give treatment to people and counsel them on, like, you know, they just found out they had HIV or whatever the case may be. And you have to talk to these people and you have to listen and go through these emotions with them. And it's not fun. You don't want to be in that place.
I have a question, though. Like, could the person be a carrier? And do they have HIV AIDS?
Can they be a carrier, but it's not detected? You wouldn't really be. You wouldn't know you was a carrier if it's not detected.
But they don't pass it to the other people.
So, I met a guy.
Wait. Can you talk about this? Because I don't want you to get fired.
No.
This ain't nothing even that got to do about work or anything. And okay. I met somebody, and this particular person had told me that their spouse was positive for HIV. But they were not positive after being with their spouse for, you know, years to come. They told me, and I don't know how true this is or if this is really a thing, because this is recent that this person told me. I haven't even been able to research nothing. But they told me that they carry some type of immune cell gem or something that, you know, has allowed them not to contract it. Now, I don't know how true or not that is, but I'm pretty sure it might be some people out there that have, like, A1 immune systems or, like, these supernatural immune systems that allow them not to, you know, contract. So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Nah, for real, I do got an overactive immune system. I got psoriasis. So, my immune system think that my skin a problem, so my immune system work double time, triple time, all the time.
Keith, I got a question for you.
Okay.
When you working now that you work in the health field and shit, when you be with certain dudes, you be looking and see, like, what kind of bump they got. Like, ooh, I'm gonna make sure that's not a herpes.
Okay.
Hey, you funny, man.
Calvin trying to get into my
trying to cut up.
But no, for real, I'm not gonna lie. So, you know, dating over the years or whatever like that, or you know, whomever, I've encountered. You know, I do have a special looking eye. You know, it's kind of like. Turn them lights on first.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You know, I'm just not going for the gusto. I kind of need to, you know, we need to take a look. And I, you know, you don't want to ruin. And I know it's like, oh, people think they don't want to ruin the mood. But if you finna do it anyway, trust me, he gonna wait about 5 seconds. You ain't gotta let him know you examine it either. You know, take a look, pull up that penis, look at it side to side, look around that. Them balls and pull them up and look around and do your little 1-2. And you know, and that's if even if not deciding to use like condoms, whatever. Either way, you need to be looking because you know, syphilis is contracted from skin to skin. So that's sore, a canker, which can be in their mouth, or a lesion, which is like a sore on the penis, on the anus. Anywhere, so you can get it from doing anal also, just like other STDs. So you know
the difference between a hair bump and a herpes bump.
Oh yeah, for sure. So a hair bump you can almost tell like it's like a hairball in there. You could, you know, a herpes looks more like a blister with like a liquid filling in it.
Yeah.
Like something you could pop in and some liquid to come out, or something that's blistering. That looks very different from a hair bump.
Woo! Shit.
I've seen herpes vagina in person, and it looks very different from a hair bump.
How do you?
And more than likely,
how you not spaz out? I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie, I did. Like when I first started learning about this stuff, and even when they were showing me in the books, I was like, wow. But then when I seen one in person, I'm like, okay, all right.
This is you be feeling bad. That's why I couldn't work in the health field, because I'm the type of person you build relationships with these people. Like I'd be feeling bad, like
I mean, yeah, you feel bad for them, but I feel good that I'm helping them because now they in care. Now we linking them to like a primary care provider. You helping them make sure they got, and not even like, and just to like flip the coin on that a little bit, that's not just us, you know, people that's having sex and our 9-to-5 people going to work. Like you got prostitutes, you got drug users, you got people that do porn. And have threesomes, or that's in like active and active poly relationships or open poly relationships, where they call themselves in a throuple, but they still see other people, but they are one. They come together as one. I've seen all these different type of circumstances, but you gotta still treat them the same. And yes, like somebody might come up in there with their pimp, and they the prostitute, and they walk out still with a whole bunch of resources, because sometimes people not ready to get out their situations, but you helping them, you providing the resources, and sometimes you reporting if necessary, because I'm still a mandated reporter. So if there is any like abuse going on, sexual abuse, any children underage having sex, and that's whether it's child on child, depending on the age or whatever like that, these things are still getting reported. That don't mean I'm not gonna send you out the door with the resources that you need to help you, but I'm going to still have to report it on the back end if there's something, you know, that needs to be reported. So it does get touchy and it gets like, you know, whatever. But I think on the flip side for me, it's just like, I'm an open person when it comes to sex. So when I learned about this field that I could help people when it comes to like making sure they having safe sex and making sure they protecting themselves and making sure they know what resources or what ways they can go about protecting themselves and others, that was like kind of cool to me, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of either gonna make you like be a person that's like super into sex or super terrified of sex, or want to learn more about it so you can protect yourself more.
Right.
It's gonna be one of the three.
This been interesting, man.
Yeah, it's been a good pick. But on the good note, man, please go get tested. I don't care if you think you fine. That headache could be something else. Headaches can lead to multiple different things. It could be that you got a head tumor. It could be that you got HIV. It could be that you got cancer, something like. Go get checked, please.
And if you were a person that you think you got it or you got it and you're scared to talk to anyone about it, I'm going to get a number two for Ohio. I sent the number to Jordan for Indiana. A lot of our listeners are out of Ohio. I will post on our Facebook page for the other states. But for Ohio, the national hotline for HIV and STD hotline is 1-800-332-2437. That number once again is 1-800-332-2437. You got a number for Jordan?
Yeah, hold on. I'm pulling it up now. The hotline for Indiana is 866-588-4948. And that's HIV AIDS Medical Services, man. Check the if you need to call, then call.
Let me chime in and let everybody know too, because it's a perfect time to throw this in there. I think we couldn't have did this show at a better time. National HIV Testing Day is June 27th. This year, June 27th, is National HIV Testing Day, NHTD. It's observed each and every year on June 27th, and this is to highlight the importance of HIV testing. This year, most organizations are going above and beyond to test people and emphasize the steps that everyone can take to know their HIV status. I know here in the Gary Maryville area, we'll be setting up at our local Walgreens on June 27th. When I get the exact location of the Walgreens that my organization will be setting up at, I'll drop that. It's plenty of other organizations that's setting up. I think what I'll do is just kind of maybe find like a quick list or something of where you can go get tested at on National HIV Testing Day for our Indiana people, and I send that to D and have them put it on there or whoever. And then for you guys, as with the surrounding areas and stuff like that, if you all want to spread the word, or even yourself want to go get tested, or you know friends or whatever like that, June 27th is the day in most of your local health facilities, and the Walgreens, the CVS, most of them will be having like places set up and conduct free testing. So go check that out.
Man, I've learned a whole lot on this show today, George. Man, there's things that I didn't know. Thank you a whole lot, Nikiba, for giving us the inside of this thing, and we really don't know half of what we think we know.
And let me put a disclosure out. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm just someone who works in sexual health. So by any means, if y'all want to write in letters, y'all two cents, or let me know if I made a mistake in quotes or anything like that. I'm just giving information that's been passed down to me, you know, knowledge that I've acquired over time. I'm not saying for any of this to be like go by the Bible, but I'm pretty sure I know what I'm talking about. So y'all can always let me know how you feeling. Yeah.
Joy, you got anything else?
No, man, this has been interesting. I'm glad we could just spread knowledge and information about the topic at hand, because I think now sex is everywhere, but people treat their health like it's a taboo topic. Like, you know, everybody out here hunching on each other, but nobody out here getting checkups. And you can see it just because of the numbers of sexually communicable diseases going up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They're not staying still. They're not getting slower. They're not getting smaller, bro. And just so everybody know, it's certain shit you can't get rid of. It's certain shit you can't shake, bro.
And disease does not have a face. I don't care how much money that man got. I don't care how many dates he take you on, how many bags he buy you. And that goes for men, too. I don't care how bad she is, how bad her body is, how much money she got, how much she flexing, how many Instagram followers she got. You cannot tell by looking at somebody what they body holds. So make sure you're doing your due diligence for yourself And if you got multiple partners, make sure you're doing your due diligence, not only for yourself, but for the other persons that you're having sex with, so that you're not passing anything and you're not harming others while putting yourself at risk. And that's all and I just, got. I'm out.
Yeah, just the other day, like, man, Kevin was looking at just Ohio alone, man. It's ridiculous. Even in the county that we live in, and Kevin, it would become, it was like, what, every 10 people?
Yeah, for every 10 people, one of them got HIV.
It's ridiculous, man. So, man, hey, it's summertime. Oh, there's a lot of sex going on. Protect yourself. Parents, protect your kids. I know you may say, hey, look, I don't want to entice my child to have sex, but give them a bag of condoms. You know what I'm saying? At least try to protect yourself. You know, sex is something that you can't stop your kids from doing. If they gonna, if they want the urge, they get the urge, they want to do it, they're going to find a way to do it. So why not type of parent to protect them instead of trying to stop them, if that makes sense?
It is female condoms.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It is female condoms.
Yeah, they have female condoms that you can use for giving oral sex to females, kind of like a dental dam, you know, that piece of plastic.
Oh, the thing that we were talking about last time, did you know motherfuckers ain't use?
No, this is that the girl put.
But they got flavored ones. You know,
I mean, it sounds good. I just know people not busting them hoes out. I just don't see no guy
pulling out the piece of plastic and putting it up there. Like, but you should. But I don't see it happening. You know. But you know, it's out there. The dental dams, the female condoms. They actually. I wish next time we talk about this, I wish if we have a live show, I could show some props. I got a lot of like old stuff, like expired stuff, you know, that I keep just to show people, you know, just as a showpiece. But it's a lot of stuff out there.
We can add it into our own live show. I know we posted it on a live show in Gary. I know me and Joe was talking about it today. So we would dates on that, but it'll be get something good to start off on one of our live shows.
I don't know, D. I'm tired of talking about this. No, I'm just playing.
It's necessary.
I'm just talking. This it get heavy though, like, and it could be triggering for people that's listening. Like, if they are experiencing any of this, that's why I said about like any means. If anybody is like a survivor or ones that's living with diseases such as HIV or AIDS, and y'all want to chime in and share y'all story, I would love to read some listener letters around that, so for sure.
Or if you want to come talk on the show, let us know.
Yeah,
good idea. That was a good show, guys. I loved it. Yay.
Yeah, we appreciate you for sharing the knowledge.
Oh no, for sure. I gotta inform my brothers and sisters on what's going on out here.
Hey, great show, guys, man. It's educational. I know we like to joke a lot on this show, but today was one of the shows that, hey, look, we actually wanted to teach our community about what they're surrounded by. You know what I'm saying? So thank you once again to Kiva for giving us this great information. Thank you, team, for looking up all the information, making sure we had a positive show today.
All right, team. Love you guys, and we're out.
We out.
We out.